Calculating. You are now entering the break. You are now entering the breaking point.
Welcome everybody to the breaking point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel High School Greyhounds. I'm your host, Matt Hostel, and alongside me, I got Connor Inskeep in the studio.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you on. Week 97. Big number.
Very big number. Huge. What do you have coming up real soon?
Week 100.
Oh, man. Week 100 is going to be so wild.
A few weeks, actually. Kind of crazy. Got some big things planned for that, so hopefully those things come through. But, yeah, big week, week 97, 91.3 WHAE. Stay tuned. Tune in every Thursday, 5:30 to 7.
You should be there. Every Thursday, from 5:30 to 7.
Should be there. All right, so kick it off. Some weather. Big fan of weather.
Big weather guy.
So, as most of you probably know, if not all of you know, there's a lot of weather things going on. A lot of hurricanes, actually. Hurricane season.
Hurricane season, and it's really as much as we kind of make fun of the weather sometimes, it's a scary thing. It really is.
Oh, yeah. Weather's terrifying. There are so many bad things that could happen.
Yeah. Especially no matter where you live, there are a lot of bad things that could happen.
Yeah. Coastal areas are very prone to, like...
a certain type of weather.
Scary weather. I mean, like, I don't know. Here, Midwest, you can get, like, bad thunderstorms. Hurricanes.
Even tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
Yeah. Hurricanes from Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan, yeah. The lake effect snow can be kind of...
Yeah, no. We're still in Tornado scary. Valley. We're in that area.
Yeah, for sure. Like right on the edge, mm-hmm. I think. Great Plains. Crazy stuff. But Hurricane Florence is one of them. It could bring 24 hours of hurricane conditions to the Carolinas. That's North and South Carolina and some other coastal areas right around there. But that's crazy. I don't know. Like, it was raining a lot last week. I'm pretty sure that was all from hurricanes, like left over, coming over through the coast. It rained literally every day last week.
Yeah.
So I guess... these are huge hurricanes. That it's a Category 2 storm, Hurricane Florence is. And I don't know much about the categories, but Category 2 sounds pretty scary. Pretty big. I don't know.
What does Category 2 consist of?
A storm that could bring...
just a storm.
It could bring peak wind gusts at over 100 miles per hour and substantial storm surges of up to 13 feet. Tropical storm force winds will move in Thursday morning, and Florence's outer bands will be felt ashore throughout the afternoon. So
that's today.
So shout out to the
we'll go with Carolinians.
I think
that sounds cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Shout out to those guys.
Stay safe.
We're here for you.
Yeah. One of my buddies, he's training to be a Marine.
Really?
Yeah. He was in Boy Scouts with me all of like middle school and high school. And, he's part of the emergency response team there. So shout out Jonathan Paz. Stay safe out there, guys.
That name sounds familiar. I think I know Jonathan.
Probably. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Did you say he's training to be a Marine?
Yeah.
Like at basic training right now?
No, he already went through basic, and I don't know if he's gone through like the big process yet, but
yeah. Okay.
You know, it's crazy.
Shout out Jonathan Paz. Shout out everyone in the Carolinas. Stay safe. Sort of related, but sort of unrelated. So we love Eagles here. Very patriotic here. Eagles, bald eagle, big fan, America. Australia has some eagles of their own, the wedge-tailed eagle.
I've never heard of that eagle.
I haven't either, to be honest, until I found the story. But, so a man has been charged following the death at least 137 wedge-tailed eagles in Victoria, Australia. So this guy...
dang.
So I'm assuming they're an endangered species. They're a protected species. Okay. Mm-hmm. Australia's largest bird of prey and a protected species. He poisoned bait to kill these eagles since October 2016.
That's almost been 2 years, and they're just now catching him. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know if it says his name. I think his name's protected right now, but this guy out here poisoning bait to kill eagles since October 2016, The state officials describe it as the largest case of killing of these eagles ever seen. The fine, there's a fine of you kill one wedge-tailed eagle, It's up to $7,928 $7,928, which is about $5,700 American dollars, and a maximum of 6-year jail term. And killing Moore each cost Australian dollars $792.
I'm gonna do some math real quick.
Okay.
And that's excluding the jail time that he's gonna face.
Right. So it's a maximum of a 6-year jail term for one.
So 792 times 136 plus 5,700. $113,000.
It's even more than that, because the Australian dollars are $7,928.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So yeah, this guy is facing
that's a lot of money.
Serious fines. Serious fines, serious jail time. I'm assuming he's going to go to a jail. Like, this is mass murder.
Yeah.
Of these eagles.
Of a protected species.
Right. This is the equivalent of killing, like, 137 bald eagles.
Yeah.
So.
Don't do that. It's unpatriotic
bad.
And it's messed up.
Very, very bad. All right. We're going to take it to a quick break. You're listening to The Breaking Point on WHJE. Hit us up on Instagram at breakingpoint.whje. Follow us on Twitter at BP Radio Show. Call in 317-844-4570. Once again, 317-844-4570. Let us know your thoughts on anything. Request a song. Talk to us about the stories. Fun stuff like that. This next song we have for you on 91.3 WHJE is Float On by Modest Mouse. Stay tuned for some more stories and fun times with The Breaking Point.